Sonia Feldhoff.
Weekdays from 1
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
What age were you when you became blind or vision impaired?
Yeah, I lost my sight when I was 6 years old and then had to transform away from having sight into being totally blind. And whilst it's a very difficult process, it does take a lot of time to not just physically come to terms with it, but mentally and emotionally come to terms with it as well. And that happens the same way in our dream.
Do you remember what things look like?
I have an understanding now, but the visual picture does fade after a while, and that can be a different length of period for different people as they lose sight completely, because you lose the ability to actually visualise things in visual terms. You think about things in different ways. So you take more understanding through the rest of your senses rather than just a straight visual term.
So, so those reference points change for you?
They do, yeah, very much so. And you understand the world more deeply using your other senses, whether it be touch, smell, sound, feeling, all of the rest of the senses.
So that leads us to then, what is it that you see, if anything, when you dream?
Yeah, so in the dreams, again, that you can get a visual understanding, but you're dreaming through the rest of your senses rather than just in visual terms.
So would your dreams have hearing and smell, or sounds and smell?
Yep, absolutely. Have everything else bar the actual visual. So just as intense and possibly more, but it's not done in visual terms. So you get everything else, but just not in a visual format.
I feel almost limited even in how I can ask questions, because I'm so fixated on the visual side of things. For instance, my next question is, do you see in black and white, if you even know what that is now, you know?
So, yeah, for someone who's totally blind from birth, and that's, it is a certainly not the majority of cases, it's in the very minority, I guess if not having that understanding or idea of what colours are, it's a real abstract concept, because there's no reference points, there's nothing to sort of base it on. And we understand, with sight, that yes, the sky is blue, the grass is green, because that's what we look at and understand that's the colour of green, different shades of it. So people who are totally blind from birth can understand those things as concepts, but the colour itself doesn't truly mean too much because there's no reference points in those visual terms.
Yeah.
So the understanding can be there, but it's not the visual true picture.
ABC Radio Adelaide on 891 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app.